Foundations of Amateur Radio. A recent comment by a fellow amateur sparked a train of thought that made me wonder why there is a pervasive idea within our community that you need a radio transmitter and antenna to be a radio amateur. Moreover, that for some reason, if you don't have either, you're not a real amateur. I suppose it's related to the often repeated trope that the internet-enabled modes like All-Starlink, Echolink, and even IRLP are not real radio, despite evidence to the contrary. Instead of fighting this weird notion, I figured I'd get on with it and find a way to play, even if you don't currently have the ability to erect an antenna or key a transmitter for whatever reason. Before I dig in, a WebSDR is a software-defined radio connected to the internet. It allows a user to open a web browser, pick from a massive collection of receivers around the world and listen in. Some of these also have the ability to transmit, but more on that later. Here's the idea. Have you ever considered tuning to a WebSDR, using it to pick a signal, and using your computer to decode that signal? I'm aware that some sites provide a range of inbuilt decoders, but that doesn't cover the wide spectrum of modes that amateur radio represents, let alone the modes that are not specific to our hobby. As I've said previously, many of the modes in use today are essentially the width of an audio stream. This means that if you tune a WebSDR to a frequency, the audio comes out of your computer speakers. If that's voice, your job is done and you can hear what's going on. If it's something else, then you're going to have to find a way to decode this to get the message. So if you send the audio from your web browser into something like FLDG or WSJTX, you'll be able to decode the signal if it's supported by those tools. This is true for all the other tools too, Morse, RTTY, you name it. Depending on which operating system you're using, the way to implement this will differ. Starting with a search for WebSDR and WSJTX will get you on your way. You might ask why I'm advocating WSJTX, even though it only supports a small set of modes. And that's a fair question. In my experience, it's the simplest to get running and get results. Two tips. Make sure you set your configuration to indicate that you don't have a radio, otherwise it's going to attempt to control something that isn't there, and make sure that your computer clock is set accurately using NTP, or Network Time Protocol. You can thank me later. Now, I hinted earlier at transmitting. There's a growing range of places where your amateur license will give you access to a station somewhere on the internet, and with that, the ability to get on air and make noise. An increasing number of radio amateur clubs are building remote stations for their members to enjoy. There are also individuals and small groups doing the same independently. A few organisations are offering this as a service to paid subscribers. These tools often implement a remote desktop session where you connect to a computer that in turn is connected to a radio. The supported modes depend on what is installed at the other end. Others implement a slightly different method where you run specialized software locally, sometimes inside a web browser, that connects to a server across the internet, allowing you to run whatever digital mode you want on your own computer. I'll point out that even if you start with receiving digital modes using a WebSDR, you can expand that into transmitting at a later stage. So, no antenna, no transmitter, no problem. Still an amateur. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.